Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
J-Rock Finale Show. We've said before, if you think of some of the greatest things we have in this country, they have been imported from other countries. We always say from meatballs to menage a trois, some of your favorite things started elsewhere.
And Subarus.
Someone was smart enough to say, let's bring that right here to America. There's something happening in another country that we need to decide with your help. Should it be an import or should it be an export? And I think that as I look over some of the many things we've discussed previously, Allie, from other countries, there's some countries that have adult-only airplanes, no kids allowed. We decided let's import that immediately.
Amazing.
There's the hire someone that can rescue you from traffic happening in other countries. We believe that should be brought here.
That was like, okay, you're sitting there going nowhere on the freeway and a guy in a bicycle will come up and switch the spots with you.
Certain countries are giving their employees hangover days, hangover leave, where they can go ahead and leave if they're feeling hungover from partying the night before.
That I didn't agree with. That's on you if you have a hangover.
And then there's the countries that everyone knows the hangover's just you fake sick with something else, even though you're hungover.
Yeah.
And then we voted that there's a country that is limiting how long you can say goodbye to people at airports.
Oh, that's
the
right.
3-minute goodbye. Anything over 3 minutes, you get a ticket. I believe that was Netherlands or something. And we said, let's bring that here immediately. There's no need for the big, you know, 25-minute send-off where people are jammed up at LAX trying to make their flight.
I've never done more than a 1 minute goodbye. And how long does a goodbye really need to last?
Sometimes it's just a lot of hugs and kisses. So you're like, where are they? How long are they going
sometimes
for?
The goodbye starts over because it takes so long.
Right. You got to do it again. One more for the road.
All right, fine. Let's hug again.
And then there was the parking spots in Germany that they have special larger parking spots for ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided that we should probably import that here as well.
To make room for all of our tampons.
That's right. All the emotional baggage. So here we go. We got a new one now. This one's interesting. This comes to us from the country of Japan. And Japan has got an interesting pricing concept that they are trying to test out. And I think it's something we should discuss bringing to Los Angeles and Orange County. And that pricing concept is a two-tier price for if you are a local versus if you are a tourist.
Oh, so like a restaurant, if you go there, would have one price for a local and then it would be upcharged for a tourist?
Now, I think that we would argue here in Southern California, there's places we know just not to go to because they've already kind of figured out that they have tourist pricing. Like, you know, there are certain places you go like, why would you go eat at the Bubba Gum Shrimp on the Santa Monica Pier?
That's the exact restaurant I thought of. Why would we need two-tier pricing for that? Because there's just one tier of people that's going to that.
Right. And that tier already kind of knows I'm probably a tourist and I'm doing
and
a tourist thing. But then there's the places that locals love, the tourists visit, like Pink's Hot Dog. There's tons of other, even In-N-Out. Let's just call In-N-Out as a place locals go to all the time. But tourists, when they come to L.A., they're like, I got to get In-N-Out. So should there be a like insider pricing for locals where tourists have to pay a little bit more? Because if you think about it, we are in many ways with taxes and everything else, right? We are funding these operations and the tourists come in and we want some of that tourist money.
Yeah, but you also depend on tourist money to help boost your economy. And
yeah,
also
don't
you want to incentivize
treat
them
nice?
To visit. Yeah, exactly.
So I don't fleece them suckers.
Fleece them suckers. That's the pricing plan.
You could also tell tourists anything and they'll believe it. You're like, yes, In-N-Out is a very fine dining restaurant and it's $75 for a hamburger, but it's a must try. And they're like, well, okay.
But then you get into an interesting place where people that are tourists start pretending like they're locals and people that are locals start pretending like they're tourists. Because I don't even know if the way that they're doing the two-tier pricing, the locals are getting the better price or the tourists are.
Oh, no, it's got to be the locals. Yeah,
you would think the locals, but what if they decide, hey, let's encourage tourism, because that's the whole idea in Japan. They're trying to encourage tourism, so they're trying to actually lower prices to get tourists to come there.
So the tourists would have lower prices?
So think that now, all of a sudden, you've got a guy like me who lives in L.A. that's wearing one of those stupid hats that says, I love Santa Monica, just to try to get a tourist
price. European accent?
Yeah. Hey, the Santa Monica!
Where is that from?
I don't know. I want to be very
just
confusing.
So you can go to Bubba Gump's?
Just so I can go to Bubba Gump's.
Sound like you're from Muppet Land.
So the question is, should we import or export the two-tier prices?
Look, I think that it depends on where you're going. Like, for the Hollywood tour buses, that can just be one price. We know that most of the people, 99%, are tourists that are going on that experience. We don't need to do two-tier pricing for that. I ran into tourists over the weekend when I was going to that birthday party, and there were people from Australia, and I was like, where are you going to go? And they were like, we are going to Musso and Frank's, and we're going to Spago. And I was like, well, those places are expensive anyway.
Right.
Even if you're a local, you're going to pay a lot of money. That doesn't need to change in price either.
Yeah, but what if they added a surcharge, tourist surcharge?
And I've seen that in certain places. If you go to hotels in certain countries, there'll be like a tourism fee or like a tourism charge.
Well,
and that is kind of BS, but you don't usually know that until you're already in that location.
A lot of people claim that Vegas already does this. And I do know that anyone who's ever lived in Vegas, they have their own set of bars, their own set of places they go, that everything is like, way more affordable than if you're obviously at any of the places on the Strip that pretty much 99% tourist money.
Right. We've found our own workarounds. We know the tourist trap, so we don't go to the tourist trap. So for that reason, I'm out.
But, you know, it's funny because you go to like an airport, and if you're dressed like a pilot at an airport, you get some sort of a discount, right? Or if you're dressed like a flight attendant. I mean, I guess not just dressed like one.
I
guess you're supposed
to
actually.
That sounds great.
You're actually supposed to be one, I think. It's not just dressed like one. But I bet you if you just had a pilot hat on, they'd probably give you the discount anyway. Because I see it happen. I've been in line behind pilots at airports all the time, and they punch in, and all of a sudden the price drops.
That's so hard for me to see somebody in front of me getting a discount that I can't take advantage of.
Well, I can't believe El Chivo didn't think of this. Just get one of those, order a hat. Go to one of those spirit stores, get a pilot hat, just throw it on before you put your order
in. I got to get one of those tiny rolly backpacks.
Yeah, you got to get one of those black rollers. Those things are great. So here's the question, and we will come back with the results. Just text in quickly, import, export. Would you like the idea, especially if prices went down, because things are getting pretty expensive here, if they decided, here's what we're going to do. We are going to drop the prices for all locals on whatever, insert everything here. Let's say everything goes down 20%, and we're going to make up for it by jacking up the price for tourists 25%. Mm-hmm. If we're the ones benefiting, I got no problem with it.
I think that it's a slippery slope, and I think you export this. Don't bring it in. But 714 said Disney already does this. They have those discounted prices for people who live in California who live in SoCal.
That's a good point. Yeah, some of the places do it. We don't have a problem with it. We have no problem paying. I'm a resident. I get the resident rate.
Yeah, and then you can show that ID and be like, ha, I'm a local. But then you can also find people who know a guy who lives in L.A., and then you can use that opportunity to use their address, and I've got those workarounds.
There's some public golf course on Pico, Rancho Park, I think. And that's another one where if you live within like a 1 mile radius of the course, you get like a different rate than if you are even like one block outside the radius. So we are doing it, I guess. We're just not official doing it.
Or there's like perks. Like, you know, if you live on Lake Arrowhead, you get to access that lake. But if you don't, you just get to look at it.
Yeah, so I guess this already happens. So I don't even know why
we're not even voting.
So you know what? Keep your vote. Save your vote for yourself. This has been Import Export on K-Rock. Back in a moment with your ADD news. Then we start giving you things like free tickets to go to Universal. You could be a local or a tourist. The choice is yours.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.